This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Some of the best movies make us feel immersed in the world of the characters on screen. That feeling might come from great writing, acting, or in the case of a new film from a Wisconsin director, virtual reality. His project aims to put viewers in the shoes of a couple living undocumented in the U.S. while raising their young daughter. It's been screened at a handful of events around the state, with more on the way. Jose Antonio Lozano is a filmmaker living in Appleton. He wrote, produced, and directed Los Sueños de Anita, or Anita's Dreams. Jose, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
Now, before we get to the story you tell in the film Los Sueños de Anita, can you tell us about how you're telling this story? A lot of us, myself included, have never watched a virtual reality movie.
Yes, so this is an immersive 360 video experience. So the viewers get placed where the 360 camera is. It's so you're one fixed point, but you can look all 360 degrees. So I think immersive storytelling is important. A lot of people say that it's kind of like an empathy machine. So what I do to produce the 360 video is first with a 360 camera, and I used the Samsung 360 camera, which has two lenses on each side. So it's kind of it's a ball. And has two lenses that record about 180, 190 degrees
Wow.
on each side. So in post-production, I stitch it together. That's the term, stitching. So you take both. So when you upload the file, it comes out as two separate kind of fisheye lenses. So you stitch it together, and you create one kind of sphere around the character, the viewer, basically, or...
And so if I'm watching this, I have a thing. I'm wearing a visor or what?
A headset.
I'd call it.
So they're VR headsets.
Great. And so the other characters maybe are talking. I'm in a room, and I can turn around and look all over the room as the action is going on?
Yes, yeah. It's a great way for the viewer to feel more immersed into the story because they themselves are doing the panning, per se, or just following a character themselves versus, like, traditional... filmmaking, the shot is directed, so the camera would pan and follow the character. In VR, the viewers themselves get to make choices if they follow that character to this corner and either, like, listen to them, either talking on the phone, or they can look the other way. Maybe there's something else going on the other side.
So I might want to watch it two or three times to say, oh, what happened over there while I was looking over there?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Okay, now that's the how. Tell us about the what. What is the story of Anita's Dreams all about?
So Los Sueños de Anita places viewers into the life of two undocumented parents, and they are raising a young 7-year-old daughter. And it's ambiguous whether it was very young when she came to the country or she either was born here, but either way, tells us the story of kind of living in the shadows, which is a phrase that the undocumented people use to describe how they kind of exist because of this kind of fear that all of a sudden they're going to get rounded up or something. So everyone's just living they're just trying to live a good life here.
And how does your own story, Jose, inform what you did in this virtual reality movie?
So this is very personal to me. My family immigrated to the U.S. in 2002 from Venezuela. And for a while, we came on visas, and after the politics in Venezuela just kind of took a dark turn while we were here, we as a family decided to stay. So for a few years, we were technically undocumented in this country, but now we have things such as DACA. My younger brother have DACA, which is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And that's because we were brought as kids to the U.S. So Barack Obama executively passed this order that says that the action that's being deferred is deportation. So this gives us the ability to have a Social Security number, have a driver's license, and go to school. Because we grew up here, like our whole lives. I came to the U.S. when I was 6 years old. I built my whole life here. And my oldest brother was married and was able to get his documentation that way, and now my parents are fully legal as well with their green cards.
Now, we can't just go to a movie theater and watch this. How can people see your virtual reality film?
Yes, yeah, so how I set up these events is I have either two or three of my own headsets, and I kind of either create an event around it, or just if I'm a part of a side exhibition, so that people have time to either sign up for a certain time slot, or they can just kind of like wander through if it's kind of like a multi-exhibition thing, and then they can just check it out. It runs about 9 minutes, so I would set you up with a headset, show you how to kind of press play on your own, and then you go through the experience. And I've had a lot of great reception from the communities that have showed it in. I've had about 5 showings now. The first premiere was at UW-Milwaukee, which is the film school that I graduated from. And then I've had 2 exhibitions at art shows in Milwaukee, and I had 1 showing at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship in the Fox Valley, and 1 very recent one at a networking event for black and brown businesses.
And briefly, as we wrap up, Jose, what do you hope people take away from watching Los Sueños de Anita?
I think that people should take away that undocumented people are not the monsters that the media or the current administration plays them out to be. It's very important for citizens to take action towards the legalization of people who are undocumented residing within this country by calling their representatives and asking for comprehensive immigration reform. And ultimately, we are all just people, and we just want to live decent lives, and the U.S. is the land of opportunity.
Jose, thanks for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Jose Antonio Lozano is a filmmaker living in Appleton. He wrote, produced, and directed the virtual reality film Los Sueños de Anita, or Anita's Dreams.